And we're back here. This is our post 5 o'clock interview that's now 2 hours behind. As Nick Cox, our mayor of Minden, is back with us for another update. Of course, a lot of it was you had to wait on your phone call before we could have our phone call. And at long last, you finally got your information from Energy. And I guess the ball is now in your court to give us a summary of what has transpired with Energy.
Well, so in order to really understand our situation, you would have to know that the city of Minden, we do distribute our own power, but we get our power through AEP SWEPCO, a contract we have with them. But the actual physical tie is from Entergy. Mm-hmm. So there's three different power players at play here. The city of Minden, Entergy, and AEP SWEPCO. So actually tonight, I did not hear from Entergy as I was supposed to, but I did hear from our AEP SWEPCO representative, Dale Colvin. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that actually gave me the information that I was looking for. But basically, to summarize the phone calls I've had, the situation is Entergy has been studying a way to do this. Because of the heat, they have really been studying a way to minimize our outage. Mm-hmm. And I think they have a idea of how to do that. And so what people need to know right now is there at this moment, there's no outage scheduled.
Okay.
There still will be an outage in the future, but it doesn't sound nearly as severe as it was first quoted to be.
After further review, it's kind of, it's bad, but not as bad as originally thought.
I think it's just as bad, but they're working hard to come up with a plan
where
they don't have to work on it for 24 hours.
I got you.
It's just as bad, but they're working on a new plan. I went by there I've been driving by all day, and I know they probably think I'm crazy, but I want to know what's going on. I want to know if somebody's working on it. And Entergy's trucks were there for a while today, and there were guys there with binoculars looking up at it, inspecting everything. And so I was relieved to see them studying it. And I really do believe what AEP said, that Entergy's working on a plan to where they can minimize the effect on us.
So the bottom line is yes, they've got a plan that's going to be less, but we just don't know when everything's going to go down as far as when the outage will be, correct?
Yes, but my feeling on the situation has gone from 100% serious, which is now I'm feeling a little more like this is something we're going to be able to tolerate pretty easy. That's what I'm hoping. I'll know a little more mid-morning. There's a meeting with AEP, Entergy, and the city of Minden officials. We're going to have that it's kind of mid-morning time. We're getting on a conference call, and they're supposed to lay out a plan that they have, again, to minimize the amount of time that we have an outage.
Okay. Are they still looking at possibly doing an overnight outage where they can kind of take advantage of the less heat of the day?
Oh, definitely. And I think they're at this moment, I feel like they're working. Everybody's working hard to make it just as painless as possible.
Yeah. Well, that is good news. I mean, you know, it's still, you know, everybody was talking or has been mentioning, you know, what are they going to do? Well, the only option is power has to go off. It's just the issue, like you said, was from the beginning is how long will that outage be? But you feel pretty confident the plans that they've got in place are going to be significantly shorter than what the original estimates were.
I know that they had mentioned a few different strategies, but they didn't go into detail that they could totally minimize the amount of time we're out. And so, 16 hours or 3 hours, that's a big difference.
I would say that's a pretty big difference. Now, I do have one question, and this has been a question that's been raised several times from people, like fringe people right on the edge of the city limits that are Energy customers. And I get the same question, will any Energy customers be affected by this outage?
I hate to speak for Entergy, because that's really a question for them.
Yeah, and that's what I've been referring people to. You probably need to contact Entergy to get a better idea.
But my understanding is that it only affects the city of Minden utility people. Okay. You know, if you have your electric through the city of Minden, you're going to be involved in this. If you don't, if you're on Entergy, my understanding is even if you're right there by it, it won't affect you.
Basically the damage is to the section that's feeding the city of Minden power.
It's basically where we would, our line coming in to tie us in.
Okay. Well, that has been probably one of the second most asked question. The first is obviously, when's the power going out? But the second one has been, would any fringe energy customers be affected? But other than that, I think folks have done a good job of trying to get prepared around the city.
And preparation is always important. And at this time, I would encourage people to just carry on until you hear otherwise, and the impact's going to be much less than we thought. But I would also encourage people to be very cautious. It's a good lesson for all of us. Be cautious in where you're getting your information, because today alone, I observed a lot of wild stories that did not come from anybody with any kind of knowledge of the situation at all. And people, well-meaning people, were believing it. And oh boy, that really causes a mess.
Yeah, Facebook has been full of rumors today. That has been for sure. And, you know, and like I said, all I would tell them is, like, look, the mayor said he would hear something around 5, and that's where we're at. And here we are now 2 hours past that, having a conversation about it, because it just took that long for everybody to get together and get the information out on the table. But you said, the good news is this looks like it's going to be a solvable situation in a much truncated time frame that'll be a lot more doable for all parties.
The biggest utmost objective is to protect the citizens of Minden.
Mm-hmm. So anything else you want to say before we part ways for this evening?
Well, I can update y'all again tomorrow if y'all let me.
Absolutely. So right now, the plan, y'all, what time will you be getting together with SWEPCO and Entergy?
Well, after getting nailed down to the whole 5 o'clock thing, and then people texting me at 5:05 morning.
Yeah.
Let's say mid-morning
tomorrow. Mid-morning sounds like a good time.
Okay.
Well, Mayor, we do appreciate the update, and thank you for touching base with us late on the day. I know you having to pull some late hours, but unfortunately, sometimes that comes with the territory, I guess.
That's right. I'm glad you did it. Thank you, Mark.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.